6-pack of Zvachim, first Mishnah. We're now talking halachas about bird offerings. Before that, we will have one Mishnah describing where kavanas are can be shechted. So we learned before that Kodesh Kodashim have to be in the northern part of the Azar. What happens if Kodesh Kodashim shechted b'rosh ha-mizbech, was shechted on top of the mizbech? Is that equivalent to be in the northern part of Azara or not? So Rabbi Yossi Yom Gil and Nishchev Pesofen, he holds that that's considered the northern part of the Azara. He has a pasuk. It says Vachta Olov. You can bring all the kavanas, even the oilas. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Yom Mechetzi L'Mizbech L'Tzafen K'Tzafen Mechetzi L'Mizbech L'Dam K'Darim. He holds that the mizbech was half in the north, half in the southern side of the base of the Azara, and therefore he dashes the pasuk. Now you can do the oilas and the tire mizbech. Half of the mizbech for oilas and half of them for shlomi. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef held that the entire base of mizbech is kosher both for oilas and shlomi. A mincha is kodesh kadoshim, but has a special din that you can do the kmitz in any part of the courtyard of the base of mikdash, not only the northern part. But it has other status of the kodesh kadoshim that it can be eaten only inside the azar, not in the tayir Yerushalayim, and also only for zichei kuna, male kohanim, and not for other people. But the kohanim can eat it, the male kohanim can eat v'chol meichel, any type of dish. They have that day of the hakrova of the mincha and the night following till chatzos of that night, like we learned in all the other kodesh kodashim.